Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Sarah Brown, who's Development Director at the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana, here to talk about their latest performance that will be January 23rd at the Hyman Center, Moulin Rouge, the ballet. Seems like the Moulin Rouge has just had a lot of play lately, or the past few years. Sarah, what is the attraction to Moulin Rouge? What has really captured people's imagination about that?
Well, it sort of reminds me of the popularity of the circus in the last few years as well. I think just that spirit of joy, joie de vivre, colorful costumes.
Spectacle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think people are really attracted to that.
Well, how is the ballet different than what people may have experienced, perhaps with the movie, or what's different about the ballet?
Well, this is a separate project from the movie. They're not directly mm-hmm. related to each other. The Royal Winnipeg Ballet, who is bringing this performance to us all the way from Canada, they do have the express permission of the Moulin Rouge Cabaret in Paris to be using their name, which is heavily
trademarked. I noticed
there
was a little trademark there after Moulin Rouge.
Yes. So there are probably some influences that might creep up into the ballet that you might recognize from other popular things, but they are different. But there's a lot of themes that would appear that you might think of, like Absinthe, the Green Fairy, Toulouse-Lautrec, romance, can-can dancers. You know, all of your favorite things are going to be there, mm-hmm. as you could say.
Well, is there a continuous story in the ballet, or is it just sort of separate vignettes about life at the Moulin Rouge?
Yes, this is actually a full-length story ballet, so there is a very clear storyline that you will experience as you watch the ballet. And actually, one of the things in reading about it and seeing the press as it has moved across Canada and the United States is that the story is very clear in watching this ballet. And in some other times in more classical ballets, you're kind of watching and being like, I have no idea what's happening right now. But in this case, audience members should really be able to follow the story of what's happening in very clearly.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe the style? Is it a classical ballet or a more modern ballet? What's the style of the dance?
It's mainly a classical ballet, though there are some fun diversions with the can-can dancing. Of course, the classic can-can music, and there's going to be a little bit of tango. But primarily, you're going to be seeing classical ballet presented by artists of the highest caliber.
Well, tell us a bit about the Winnipeg Ballet. I was mentioning to you, I remember them coming here decades ago, so they've been around a long time, very experienced ballet company.
Mm-hmm. Actually, they were founded in 1939, and they're a very distinguished ballet in Winnipeg, the Royal Winnipeg Ballet, mm-hmm. and they were actually rewarded their royal title by Queen Elizabeth II in the 50s. They do lots of original ballets, and they're just basically the oldest and longest continuously running ballet company in North America.
All right, so quite a pedigree that
yes.
we'll be seeing. Now, as always, you on your website, the PASA website, for people who might want to see a little bit more about the ballet, you generally have video clips or links to, so they can find out more about what they're going to be seeing. Do you have that on your website this time?
Yes, we do. And I would also encourage people to check out our Facebook, where we're constantly updating, facebook.com/Performing Arts Society of Acadiana. If you go to the Royal Winnipeg Ballet's website as well, they've actually have, I think it's a 7 or 8 part series all about the making of this ballet, which interestingly was their highest grossing ballet that they ever did when they premiered this in 2009. And that's a similar reaction as that it's had as it's traveled. It's got a lot of color and vibrancy and popular appeal, and people are just really attracted to it, even people that might not commonly go see classical ballet.
So I assume the costumes are a big part of this ballet. Have you seen photographs of the
Yes,
the
I have. I mean, the colors are absolutely stunning. The set, it's going to be incredible for people to see what they're doing at the Hyman Center, considering, you know, they're going to get there early in the morning and, you know, hire dozens of local people and just build the Moulin Rouge. We'll have a giant windmill. They'll, you know, really create that world on stage at the Hyman, and like thieves in the night, leave and take it all down.
It was a dream, a Moulin Rouge dream. Well, it also sounds like it would be a really interesting performance for, I know there are a lot of young people in this area who are involved in dance reviews, and there are a lot of different styles of music, dance that they perform. And this not only has the classical, but as you said, the can-can and the tango. So different styles of dance that this very experienced company will be performing, which should be of interest to many young dancers around here.
Absolutely. You know, something that PASA does, and part of our mission, is to bring world-class performing arts to Acadiana. And I think that this performance exemplifies that beautifully. You know, this company is second to none in terms of what we're going to see from the skill of the dancers. And I think a lot of young people that train in ballet in this area are just going to be over the moon to see them perform.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, tickets are available now. You can get them through your website, or what's the easiest way to get tickets?
The easiest way to get tickets is to go to Ticketmaster.com. And then if you just search for Moulin Rouge, it'll come right up. You can also call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000. And all that information is going to be available on PASA's website as well, or give us a call. We're happy to answer any questions, always.
And, of course, I guess if you like your Facebook page, you'll be getting updates about it and whatever postings you have about the company and that particular performance, you'll get in your on your Facebook feed as well.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Nice way to keep up with it. That's Moulin Rouge. If you've just tuned in, my guest is Sarah Brown, who's Development Director for the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana, talking about their upcoming performance that will be January 23rd at the Hyman Performing Arts Center, Moulin Rouge, the ballet, and that's the Winnipeg, the Royal Winnipeg Ballet. So the spring is a busy time for PASA, I know, and you all have different series that are going on. I know you've got some special concerts as well. What do you all have coming up next after this performance?
Yeah, we're right smack in the middle of our season right now, and it's just zooming by with amazing speed from my perspective. Coming up next after this one, we have Suzanne Vega over at the Acadiana Center for the Arts as a part of our singer-songwriter series. We have a three-part series. We had one back in November, and that really focuses on, I guess as the title suggests, singer and songwriters. And those are really fun shows because the artists come in and sort of a bit unplugged, and they tell us how they created their songs, what was their inspiration. They really interact with the audience. It's just a really special series that's very close to me having experienced it. But so we're going to have Suzanne Vega coming up on February 16th, and then we have David Wilcox on March 1st, and those are both part of the singer-songwriter series over at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Sort of sandwiched in between those, we have a special event that was recently announced. We had the opportunity to welcome Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin to the Hyman Center, and that is on February 27th. And I know we have a lot of local fans for Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. All of them. I think those are names we've been hearing on KRVS, again, for decades now, that we started playing right when the singer-songwriter movement got very strong, particularly among public radio stations. So I know a lot of people will be quite interested in both Sean Colvin, Mary Chapin Carpenter, and Suzanne Vega.
Yes.
So tickets for those are all available now, individual tickets?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin you're going to find on Ticketmaster. They actually are also offering a fun VIP package where there's like a meet and greet and all sorts of fun stuff that you can do. Now for Suzanne Vega and David Wilcox. David Wilcox, by the way, lesser known name, but he's just one of these really interesting artists who has this rabid fan base. And, you know, as soon as those tickets went on sale, his fans just started grabbing them up. You know, he's just an amazing musician, you know, writer, very deep, interesting guy, lots of fans. So I would encourage people to check him out. Complete side note there, but both Suzanne Vega and David Wilcox are available at the Acadiana Center for the Arts website.
So there are tickets still available for those?
Yes, there are. Currently there are, though that is a small theater, so I encourage people to move more quickly than slowly.
Yes, just about 300 seats, I think.
That's correct.
And where will the Mary Chapin Carpenter concert be?
The Hyman Center.
That's at the Hyman Center. Mm-hmm. Okay. So a little bit more opportunity for getting your tickets for that concert.
Yes.
And all of this information is both on your website and Facebook page. People can find out more about it. Or,
that's
of course,
right.
Call you, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always like getting calls in the office. I like to talk to people, so call me.
Right. Sarah Brown, Development Director at the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana, also quite involved in the arts in various ways, part of the Stage Monkeys Lafayette. And I believe you mentioned you all have a performance. Is that tonight or tomorrow?
It's tonight, and thank tonight. You. How sweet okay. of you to mention it. Yes, we have a performance of the Stage Monkeys tonight at Theater 810, and that's improvisational theater.
Mm-hmm. And so tickets are available at the door, but that's even smaller than the ACA, so you need to get there early or maybe reserve your tickets for that.
Yes.
All right. So much going on in Lafayette these days.
And so much.
It seems to start earlier and earlier each spring.
And Pawsett has even more shows after March 1st. I was just covering through March 1st.
Well, we're going to have you back.
Yes.
To talk
sure
more about it. Moulin Rouge, the ballet, will be at the Hyman Center January 23rd. It's being brought by the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana, and the Royal Winnipeg Ballet will be performing. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you, Judith.